Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Yon from El Paso, the collapsed border, joins us in T-minus 6 minutes. I'm going to give Patrick in Alabama the floor here because literally I was praying Saturday evening and God said, they're getting a new bio attack ready. You need to talk about the victims and focus on this, and they're going to do it again. I know that you guys don't want to be victims and don't want to be whining about all they killed, but you've got to make it a big issue or they're going to kill more. We've got to remember those that died and stay on the COVID issue. That was really laid on my heart. So you called in on that exact issue, Patrick. In fact, I intended to do that today. I covered a lot of COVID today. I've been covering it the last few weeks. So you got the floor in the next 4 minutes. Tell us about remembering those that died in this bio warfare.
Yes, sir. I want to just recognize anybody that's a family member, a loved one. I have a brother that was 16. I was 25. My sister was 18, and we got an older sister that was 28. And our deaths succumbed to COVID in January 2021 before the vaccines were either even available. And, he was really sick and he needed some relief, but this is before I even listened to your show. We're from a small town, so the ICU was packed. So they moved him down to Tallahassee, and over the course of 30 days, he never got any better. But I want to say the hospital, just so this doesn't happen.
Well, I'm so sorry. So he died.
Yes, sir. He died. He was a 26-year veteran in the Army, 160th Special Operations Regiment. Did some super spook stuff. He was 54. He was healthy. So the hospital, I mean, they called us like the first night. My dad wasn't married. He didn't have a will or DNR or anything, so we did have to make some tough decisions. But they called us the first time and suggested we put him on remdesivir. I never heard of it, but I said, yeah.
For those who don't know, remdesivir literally does nothing for you and turns your organs off.
It did. And, his lungs, I think the ventilator, I didn't know the ventilator was a coin flip either, life or death. And his lungs turned to glass, his kidneys had shut down, they tried two forms of dialysis, neither of them worked, and, if there would have been any quality of life possible.
And whether you lived in Australia or Germany or the U.S. or Canada or anywhere, it was the same policy run by the U.N., they knew it was a recipe for death, they killed him. That's a fact.
And let me say this, too, so we were there one time, and it was over Christmas, too, so it was a really hard Christmas, and we had this sicko ER nurse who's pointing out, and my dad, he's claiming my dad was the sickest, and he's pointing out other people, and he's saying, this person's going to die, this person's going to die, this person's going to die. And basically, 2 weeks in, they had this kumbaya meeting and had the cardiologist, the pulmonologist, the kidney doctor, the hospice, the napkins, the tissues, and all the whole thing, and tried to convince us to pull the plug right there. But we were a bunch of kids, we're like, we're not ready to lose our dad. We're not doing this. Sorry, guys. And so he went another couple weeks, and, he needed
was vitamins and minerals and steroids in his lungs, and he'd have been fine. And remember, they told people when they came sick to the hospital, go home and wait till it was super bad. They knew exactly what they were doing. Because if you catch it early, 99.9% treatable. I'm so sorry that happened to you, brother.
That's, this is what I told my siblings, too. Because we've had our, we've been really close together. We didn't fight over anything. We didn't fight over money or we just found close together, but that's what I told my siblings is, the only way to honor dad is to be obedient to Christ, and that's the only way to beat this thing. And so that's what we do. We try to honor God and honor our dad and, live up to his expectations and what he would want us to do. So that's really all I wanted to say.
Well, brother, inform everyone that as soon as they get sick with this and it's not gone, they don't want you to know it's gone. As soon as you got to be beefed up on B12 and vitamin D3 and sunlight and water and everything. Yeah. And as soon as you get that cough, you got to go on budesonide, inhalable steroids. Everybody should already stockpile it. You can get it easy. There's all these online sites to do it. You got to have hydroxychloroquine. You got to have zinc. You got to have the ivermectin. And if you take it right when you start getting sick, nothing happens. You don't take it,
yes,
it will kill your ass.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing, too. I had to exit a job that I was at for 3 years because I was the only one in the editorial department that wasn't vaccinated, and they just couldn't quite understand why I wouldn't get vaccinated. But by that time, I'd been listening to your show and Robert Barnes and Peter McCullough, and, you know, I...
Well, God bless you, Patrick. We're out of time, brother.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, former Special Forces operator, famous investigative journalist for more than 20 years, Michael Yon, who has been on fire more than even usual, joins us from the South Texas border, the Southwest Texas border in El Paso. He has another journalist, Anthony Rubin, who's also been a guest on the shows, joining us. MichaelYon.Levels.com, Michael_Yon on Twitter, the most hardcore reporting out there. And he usually doesn't get upset, but he's been getting really upset because this is Broken Arrow. This is into the end of the Republic if we allow this to continue on. Owen Shore, the rest of our crew working with Yon, knocked it out of the park last week. We dominated coverage thanks to listeners boosting the info. Tens of millions of views. I know Congress has seen it. I know it's been put out. Trump's seen it. It was on Fox News. Great job, crew. Great job, Michael Yon. So, Michael, I could ask you a lot of questions, but you really are the tip of the spear on this. So I'm going to try to let you direct where we go. You've got the floor there with your guests.
Thank you, sir. This is Anthony Rubin, Muckraker. We were down in Darien recently, Darien Gap. As you know, Darien Gap very well. We've talked about it before numerous times. And he saw what's going on down there. Now we've been hitting this border here. We got rocks thrown at us last night, actually, while right at the border, while Border Patrol was taking in some people to be released in the United States. But we just got a message about 25 minutes ago from Darien Gap, down in a place called Bajo Chiquito. It's one of the remote villages. It's one of the main villages where the aliens come in from. And the person who sent me the message is someone that I know quite well. We've been to Darien Gap many times together. And he said Darien Gap is being overwhelmed right now. We've never seen this many people before ever in Darien Gap. So that flash bang on the decision on Title 42 and whatnot is doing exactly as predicted, increasing the flow. Now, about 160 people apparently have died in about the last 3 or 4 days in the Darien Gap from the flash floods. And they just yesterday, my friend down there, Matt, made video. Actually, Amy Holton made video of a CH-47, a Chinook was flying over. We think it was probably going out there to pick up bodies, but we don't know because you don't really see CH-47s out there much. I've never seen one out there. But that we see Blackhawks sometimes, and the Blackhawks are always American Blackhawks. I don't believe Panama owns any Chinooks. They don't own any Blackhawks. And so bottom line is it's very clear that all the things that have happened here with the decisions and all the media and whatnot is doing exactly as predicted. Right now, by the way, the flows across this border for roughly about the last 4 days have been actually decreased. They haven't stopped. They're still going. But they
And that's key just to fill listeners in. Mayorkas says the surge is over, even though it's record levels. So first they said there was no surge. Now they say the surge is over. You're saying from your sources down on the South American, Central American border of Colombia and Guatemala or Panama that it's just surging.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just came in like 30 minutes ago. Literally just got the message just before we start doing the test to come on your show, Alex. So, I mean, it's clearly impacting. I just talked with about 10 congressmen this morning about some want to go back down to Darien with me. Jordan Peterson wants to go down there with me. Different people like that want to go down there and see it. It's clearly being overwhelmed. The Panamanian government is frantic. They're being destabilized by this. At least 11% of Panama is now Venezuelans. That doesn't include Colombians and others. I mean, it's really causing a lot of angst down in Panama.
And we know, we know 2 weeks ago, the Guatemalan president, because that's northern Central America, the next big step, tried to call Biden and tried to call Kamala and give them emergency warning. They wouldn't even talk to him.
You know, maybe I should fly down to Guatemala. I was just thinking about that about 15 minutes ago. Maybe I'll fly down there and see her. Apparently, I was just told by Antonio Aguero, who's a border reporter down here at El Paso area, that that the almost president of Guatemala has been really attacking Soros, which you've done for years, saying that, you know, he's the one that's been funding all this. We know he has. I mean, you know, you've known for years. You've been talking about it forever. And now it's all coming to pass. It's very clear that what we've seen so far at the worst day of the border is nothing compared to what's building right now. It's very clear that we're, well, it's already, there's no border. And by the way, the Texas National Guard and whatnot, who's active duty and everybody else is filling these hotels, like this hotel we punched out to get signals so we could come on with you. I mean, these are basically like a virtual army base, you know what I mean? But they are facilitating the crossing. It's not like Texas National Guard or the Army or anybody else or a Border Patrol. They are not stopping it. You know, I was just talking with, I was doing another interview this morning, and I said, you know, I lived in Germany for 4 years. I've read a lot of history about World War II, and you often wonder when Germans would say, we didn't know what was happening at Dachau. We didn't know what was happening here or there, Treblinka. But now, well, that was Poland, of course. But now I can see how people don't know. Like when you go to Del Rio or you go here, El Paso, Brownsville, there's people right by the border have no idea that we're being invaded with millions of people. And we see the National Guard last night was harassing us, actually. There was coyotes last night and on ATVs right at the border. And the Border Patrol, I mean, I'm sorry, the National Guard turned their lights on us, not them. And we had already been there two nights. They knew who we were and whatnot. Instead of lighting up the coyotes, they lit us up in front of the coyotes. You can't even make up this stuff.
Let me elaborate on that, because you're a veteran yourself, Army Special Operations. Owen was down there with you for 4 days, and they were very polite to the National Guard and to the State Guard. And we know that one of our security guys is an Army veteran. He was also in the State Guard. And they were getting in my guy's face, so he went over. We'll play the clip now. You were there and just said, what is your problem? You were given an order by Abbott, who's not perfect. We know that. But Abbott said, go stop the illegal invasion. Now, maybe Abbott secretly told him don't do it. But there they are under NGO Biden command, not following the state orders. Here's that clip. I want to get your response to it. Here it is.
I'm not real.
how federalism works, federal police, federal military, state military. You were there. I know you were with the crew. I didn't know you were there when this happened. What is your view of this interaction, and what do you think is really going on?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot to say about that. That's Dom that was making on the left hand. His name's Dom. He's a former Marine. He did embassy security, right? He was right on target with what he was saying. He's a very steady individual, right? And that guy that he's talking to, without rank and without, he didn't have his name tag on him. His name, we looked him up, we found him. His name was Staff Sergeant Michael DiCarlo. He's the retention NCO at Hill Country and the Texas National Guard. That guy, Michael DiCarlo, later that night, he actually hit Antonio Aguero with his vehicle. I saw it. He bumped him. He just like bumping him. And another reporter, I don't know his name, but I was there. I was physically present, like feet away, and I was making video, right? I had to move a state senator out of the way so she didn't get hit. Her name is Tammy Nichols from Idaho. She was down here. I was talking with Tammy Nichols, Senator Tammy Nichols, when that guy that Dom the Marine is talking to, the one that said we're a bunch of, I don't know, idiots or whatever he said, that guy, his name is Staff Sergeant Michael DiCarlo.
So I saw your tweets about it. I didn't know that was the same guy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Certain places.
And Michael, that's my next big question. Everything you bring up is so huge. The $67 trillion question is, where are they all going? We see them all over the place in Texas, but they're showing up in Maine. They're showing up in Massachusetts. They're showing up in Chicago. Just you name it, they're showing up. And since you mentioned it, let me play a clip of South Shore Chicago voters for Biden by a whopping 97%. And the residents say they don't want illegal aliens there. What did they think they were voting for? Here's a clip.
These resources that have not come to us, now you want to overly compensate for people who never lived here before. And they need to be taken care of first and foremost before anything else happens here.
Why would any leader put our black communities already riddled with crime at further risk by placing unvetted non-taxpayers steps away from our seniors, our children, and our homes we've worked so hard on our own to secure?
We are at war, people. Our communities are at war. They are violating our communities, and we asking that we have, we across the country, and we asking and we're demanding for Office of Black America, whatever you want to call it, to deal with issues like this.
That's right. I did get placed on a wait list, but I was told that the immigrants was taking priority. That's a story that a lot of people don't know, and it hurt me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I understand we need to be humanitarian, but these people are, that my participants are third and fourth generation Chicagoans, born, bred, fed, and raised here. My grandmother, Mayrella Carrington, rest in peace, always said, Craig, charity starts at home first, and then it goes abroad.
Politically, having over 500 people in our community would completely wipe out any interest we have.
Many of these migrants have been dumped in our neighborhoods without a plan in place.
That's right. So that's enough. So it's not 500 migrants, sweetheart. It's probably 100,000 in Chicago. We're talking three Chicagos a year being brought in with phones to be controlled. Michael Yon, as a veteran and intelligence officer, can explain why that's so big. This is an organized takeover. We're not against the illegals being brought in. They're being used as pawns in this. But since you mentioned it, Michael, I wanted to raise that video clip just to back up what you're saying. So the big question is, where are they all going? How do the phones they're being given factor into this? All right, he froze. The miracle of Skype or Zoom. We're going to get him reconnected to comment on that. But this is a big, big deal. You got the mayor of New York saying, oh my gosh, we got tens of thousands of illegals. We got to ship them to the suburbs. Where do they go? There's no jobs. The plan is to bring the country down. The UN shut these countries down for years. So they totally collapsed. I'm not against these people, but they're coming here as a weapon system, as an economic system, as a voting block to take over society and civilization. We can't operate without your support. Your word of mouth is king. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to just take action and get great products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. We have X3. You've got to take it. It takes 2 weeks to kick in. You need to experience it. You'll always order it after you do. 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force backup stock, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, the Alexa Pure water filtration system, highest quality water filter for half the cost of leading competitors. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We're not backed by George Soros. We are backed by you. And Michael Young and the other reporter he's with are knocking it out of the park. I hope we're able to get him and Anthony Rubin back on. There they are. They're reconnecting right now. So, Michael Yon, it doesn't matter if your camera's pointed at the ceiling, it's fine. I'm going to go to you. Michael Yon, where does this go? Where are the illegals going? What is the master plan? What are the globalists planning? How do we stop it? Can you hear me, Michael?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you get that?
Yeah, audio doesn't matter. Video doesn't matter. Just start talking. We'll fix it later. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to turn this over to Anthony just a quick, but the phone overheated and we literally got a cup of ice and just put it in.
No, I get it. That happens. You're awesome. We get it. Incredible technology.
Okay.
But you're the big, I respect you. You're a military political mind. How bad is it going to get? Where is this going?
Oh, war. Clearly going into genocide. I mean, it's utterly clear. I don't see how it could be any more clear. I mean, for instance, we were sitting in this lobby last night, and it came on the television right behind me right now. They were building the white supremacy narrative. I mean, it's very clear that this the ingredients are being built in right now.
And I saw you say that and go viral 5 days ago. Flesh out why you mean genocide. You're not just, I totally agree. Replacement migration, civil war. Flesh out what that means.
Well, first of all, we're going to have massive food shortages. That much is clear. That's obvious. I've been warning about it for 3 years. The conditions are building for that. And we see the tremendous information war. I mean, your whole show is called InfoWars, so no, you don't need the briefing on that. Everywhere I go, for instance, down in Colombia, you can see on the television, CNN, showing people how to get here. Everywhere you go, whether it's here or Europe or Japan even, you'll see them building this racism narrative, white man bad and that sort of thing. Even in Japan, you got BLM walking down the streets. I mean, it's quite intense. You can see that as we get millions of people brought into the United States, these camps, Alex, that they're building are huge. There's one here in northeast El Paso that's good to go for at least 4,000 people, we think. They're still building it. There's other camps that are out for bid. I know there's camps all over the board. You've talked about this many times, the FEMA camps and the other camps. We don't even know how many camps there are. Do you? I mean, Alex, I'm asking you, how many camps are there? Because I'm about to lift and shift and do research on just camps.
I have no idea how many camps there are. It's all kept secret. They fly them in at 2 a.m. in Maine, in New York, in Seattle, in Minnesota, in Dallas. I mean, it's all black op run. As you said, it's all organized. It's all coordinated.
Yeah, a lot of these camps are like virtual camps. Actually, they're hotels, right? I mean, for instance, here, this hotel that we're staying in now is a virtual army base insofar as there's a lot of military here and there's Homeland Security here and other people here and other camp. There's another hotel a couple doors down that's filled with people who are building one of the camps and that sort of thing. So all these hotels.
And you make that point. The phones are key to the whole coordination. It's beyond the Obama phone. Explain that.
Oh, yeah. With the weaponization, I mean, phones are so easy to weaponize now. For instance, they can always be tracked in great detail, as you know, who you're with, where you're at, and you can send messages to them, you can send money to them, you can send instructions. Hey, you go to XYZ, you can get some money, you know. Show me a picture of a police car burning, you can get $10 on your phone, that sort of thing. I mean, this is the sort of stuff that can be done by CCP, it can be done by
our own people. And the AI can program it, the AI can control it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that adds another complete, an incredible dimension that the AI could actually direct and be watching. It can watch, you know, the situation in
real
time.
And then compartmentalize humans that wouldn't even go along with us. They don't even know what AI sent out as an order.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They wouldn't have no idea they're even talking with AI or the AI is talking with them. Keep in mind that people that are coming in across the border come in different ecosystems. Some are just, for instance, Venezuelans running from Venezuela. Others are Colombians running from Colombia, right? And then we've got the Chinese.
Michael Yon, stay there. Do one more segment with us. Your Skype broke up, but it's back. We'll come right back to you in 3 minutes. Stay with us, sir.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, we're now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. Back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the bad news is the New World Order is coming down on us like King Kong. The good news is the fight's out in the open. You decide to roll over and die or fight back. Michael Young is on fire. He's got another great investigative journalist who I know about his great work, Anthony Rubin. He was trying to introduce him, but their Skype broke out. They're down there on the Texas-Mexico border in El Paso. Michael, finish your point, and let's hand the baton to Anthony Rubin.
Right. I think it is important to go ahead and hand it over to Anthony Rubin from Muckraker. I took him down to Darien recently, and he saw it for himself and made a small documentary. It's very much worth looking at. In fact, he was there the night we encountered Chai Ninja, the obvious Chinese spy, and Anthony's the first one to call him out and actually, you know, noticed the guy in the dark coming out of the dairy.
Amazing, Anthony, at the Dairy and Gab. But spend some time. I know who you are, all the listeners do, but for those that don't, how do we find your documentaries? How do we find your very dangerous work?
Sure. You could go to muckraker.com, or you can find me on Twitter at RealMuckraker.
All right. Well, tell us what you've seen.
Sure. Well, I mean, let me just lay it out. So, first of all, we were in the Dairy and Gab. Like Mike Vigan said, your listeners have probably seen a lot of our work already. I need to express first and foremost the speed with which these people are coming up here, especially the Chinese. I was in touch with a couple of Chinese people that we met down there in the Dairy and Gab. I flew back to California, and we were there mid-April. And by the end of April, less than 2 weeks later, I was getting calls from them, and they were saying, hey, we're in Los Angeles. We want to meet up with you. It's happening that quickly. So, I mean, there's people down there right now. We were actually just getting a report earlier from a fixture of ours who went down to the Dairy and Gab with, who was saying that they're coming into these camps, you know, up to 2,500 a day. And all those people are coming up here, and they'll probably be up here in like 2 weeks. So, I mean, you know, right now we're in El Paso right now, and we haven't really been seeing too much action. But for sure, give it another 10 days, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, there's going to be another major flash. It's just getting started for sure. This is Agenda 2030. I would point your listeners to a document that I actually point out in my little documentary that you guys have been flashing up. It's by the IOM. This is the International Organization of Migration. They are basically the migration arm of the UN. They're part of the UN. And they're a big group down there in the Dairy and Gab. You see them everywhere. They're actually the group that hands out those quote-unquote rape kits. I shouldn't even say quote-unquote. That's what they are, the rape kits with the condoms and the female condoms and the whistles and all that. But the IOM put out a very important document, which all of your listeners right now need to go and download before it gets blackballed, which is called Migration and the 2030 Agenda. And it lays it out in that document. Clear as day, it calls these migrants agents of development. And it says that they are not here to stop migration, but they are here to facilitate migration. So if that's not clear as day, just laying it out right in front of you, I don't know what is.
Continue, because you've done a lot of important work.
Let me mention one thing, Jerry. Alex, to Anthony's point about the rapidity, the speed that the Chinese are coming up with, I just got information a couple of hours ago that one Chinese who just came through Dairy and Gap a couple of weeks ago just got a driver's license in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Like he got instantly got just like bang, that quick. That guy must be a pro. He went straight on. Yeah, we got the documents and whatnot. It's very interesting. Anyway, I interrupted.
Well, again, what I keep exaggerating is that this is about having an educated populace, and we need to understand where this is coming at the highest levels. The lowest levels is going down and seeing these migrants that are tatted up with gang tattoos and, you know, getting all angry at that and all inflamed and saying, oh, my God, this is crazy, which it is. I'm not saying it's not. But that's not going down there and just paying attention to that. That's not going to stop this. It's going to shine a light. It's going to open up a door, and then we could dive deeper. But what we need to understand is who's signing off on these things. What are the groups that are operating this? We've exposed that. We need to continue to expose that. That's the key here. And so we all need to be educated on the groups, including the UN, the IOM, the Red Cross, and others who are facilitating this invasion.
Well, that's right. The media acts like this is all magically happening, but the same NGOs that ran the European invasion the last 12 years are running this. That's on record. So walk through that chain of who is running and what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, as far as we can tell, I mean, so here's the deal. They're flying into South America, and this is anybody that's not in Mexico or Central America. They're flying into South America, and they're using, for example, the Chinese use Douyin. That's the communist Chinese TikTok app. There's propaganda videos on there telling you exactly how to march through the Dairy and Gab and Central America and Mexico and cross our border. I mean, like, long videos that you could just find. And obviously we know they can censor anything they want to on that app, but they're allowing these videos to proliferate. So right then and there, we know that something's afoot. I mean, we know that this is being promoted for some reason, right? There's that. I'm going to be putting out a video soon of public Facebook groups. We know that Facebook could censor whatever they want, right? I mean, you mentioned ivermectin, and they're going to take you off in about 10 minutes. But there's public Facebook groups that these people are using to organize caravans and arrange, you know, big operations of, you know, 400 or 500 people through the Dairy and Gap and up to the U.S. border. Public Facebook groups, I'm in a few of them right now, trying to just, you know, establish contacts with people. So that's happening. So all this is going on. trekking through the Darien Gap, getting into Panama, and then Panama is essentially a staging area where they're getting handed maps and all this other stuff, and then bust up here in 2 weeks. It's a giant plan, though, and even Big Tech is part of it.
And again, for people that don't know, this is all officially a UN program. That's not debatable. I remember like 6 years ago, I'd show NBC News, George Soros funding the State Department, the debit cards. And then they would have a mainstream media story saying it wasn't true. But they would announce it, and then we said it was bad. They say it wasn't true.
It's 100% coming from the UN. I mean, we've exposed that. We've laid it out in bare. 100% coming from the UN. The IOM, again, that is the migration arm of the UN, right? And these are the people that are saying that Agenda 2030 and migration, that these are agents of development. What's an agent of development? Well, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's having a menial labor class come in and replace people like yourself, myself, Michael Yon. And this is something to do with race, by the way. I'm not even going to allow people to come at
No, it's driving down wages. It's a group they control.
Correct.
Plus, they're giving them court dates in 2030, 2035. So if they don't play ball and the little phone tracks them, they get deported.
Correct. It's all about modern-day feudalism, which I know you've talked about, but just to lay it out one more time, you import a menial labor class. People like us, we're no longer needed. We're just a burden. We're a problem. We want too much out of life. We want free market capitalism and individualism. And you know,
we're demanding too high a standard of living.
Correct. And you have this whole menial labor class come in, and then on top of that, you have artificial intelligence and just an elite managerial class and modern-day feudalism, and you could do away with people like us. That's the whole agenda here at the highest level.
So let me ask you this, Anthony Rubin. How is it going for the globalists right now?
Honestly, I don't want to be a pessimist, okay? I don't want to say that they're winning, but they are winning. I mean, people are still coming over here. It's only increasing. Again, like I said, 2,500 people a day was the latest report that Michael and I just got like 2 hours ago, coming through the Darien Gap. They're all headed up here. They'll be here in 2 weeks, right? So on the one hand, I would say, hey, if we're just looking at the numbers, they're winning. On the other hand, just over the past month, myself, Michael Yon, you guys, of course, major daggers in the side of the globalists that are running this operation. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I like to be an optimist. If I wasn't an optimist, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. You know, I would just be preparing myself and trying to get ready. I still think we have a fighting chance, and I think that as long as this
is... Yeah, a very real chance.
Correct. As long as we're here on your show, as long as we're still speaking, getting the information out, there's still a chance, right? If there wasn't a chance, that propaganda wouldn't be necessary.
Winning all right, gentlemen, we got one more segment. We got one more segment. We got a minute till break. I want to give you guys the floor. But Michael Yon, what else is on your radar we're going to cover when we come back?
Camps. I mean, and obviously there's other things going on. For instance, the economy and the food supply is very important, obviously. I'm very concerned on food supply. I've been writing about that quite a lot, spending a lot of time in places like Netherlands. I was just over in Japan again. On the same issue on food and migration, and as you can see, Europe is being just overwhelmed as well. So this is a global attack. It's not just the United States. It's not
I agree. Stay there. How do both men who have the most critical work out there? How does everybody find your work and magnify it, Michael Yon?
I'm on locals.com, Michael Yon, and also on Twitter, Michael_Yon, Y-O-N.
Right. And I'm on muckraker.com and Twitter at RealMuckraker.
Say it again, both of you.
I'm Michael Yon on Twitter is Michael_Yon on Twitter.com and also on locals.com, Michael Yon. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
No, it's
yes,
sir. People Thank better share it or we're dead. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
We can joke around, and the people they're bringing here are victims of a two-plus-year globalist lockdown than our enemies. But they are like fire, a dangerous servant, a fearful master, as George Washington said. They are being used as the weapons to bring this country down. And the border has been battered down. It can still be defended, but we have to admit what has happened and not give up. Michael Yon, Anthony Rubin, and both in great investigative reporters, continue on what we're facing and what we can do.
Alex, last night we were on the border on the New Mexico side, right at the wall. So the wall's right there. Border Patrol had apprehended a few people, and we're searching them. So we're out there in the dark with Anthony Rubin and Antonio Aguero. And the next thing, boom, big rock lands right by Anthony, almost hitting. So the Mexican side's throwing rocks at us, which they do a lot. And actually, so the Border Patrol quickly, you know, round up, and I had to take cover behind the Border Patrol vehicle and whatnot. And you know, Anthony almost got hit. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. There's four bodies.
So you got the state guard trying to hit Texas senators with trucks, obviously blasted out of his brain. You have the footage we showed. There's so much cussing we can't play it on air. And you've got rocks being thrown at you. This is insane.
Yeah, and it's like this is the way it is constantly. Every day it's something like this. Oh, Lord. Actually, you should continue about the flights and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. One of the things that I think that everybody needs to be ready for and keenly aware of is that everything that we've been doing, right, us going down to the Darien Gap and, you know, Owen Schroyer on the border, exposing these people, it's way too much press. And I've been saying this, I'm going to continue to say it, that they can't have this operation out in the open like this. And what they're going to start doing is giving these people visas in their country of origin and just flying them in. And then there's going to be nothing that, you know, Owen Schroyer, myself, or Michael Yon, or you can go do about that. What are we going to do? Who's who? Nobody will know. And so that's what they're going to start doing. So we need to be prepared for that, and we need to be on the lookout for that to happen, because that's certainly imminent.
Well, you guys got a lot more intel. I'm asking the questions here, but just spill your guts. What else should millions of viewers right now know?
Oh, for instance, the flights that Anthony just mentioned are something in play right now. We saw former Presidents Obama, Clinton, and Bush talking about this, I think, about 5 weeks ago, right? I think you saw that. I think you mentioned it, Alex. I saw it on television when I was in Darien Gap. And, they're talking about flying them straight from Colombia, flying the aliens straight from Colombia and straight from Guatemala, not to mention their countries of origin. And, I'm going to go out on a limb for something I don't have direct evidence for, but I have a feeling it's a matter of time until they start showing up on cruise ships. That is just speculation. I don't have evidence for that, but I know how they operate.
Well, wait a minute. They said the UN said last year they may start, guys typing in, UN to use cruise ships for migrants. They actually said that last year.
Well, there you go. I mean, you can just see that's how they operate. It's just a matter of time until they show up in somewhere like Miami and say, hey, look at all the crying babies on the ship. We've got to let them off. And you know how this goes.
So what can listeners do? And Anthony, you've done a great job. We've been running over you. What else do you want to add?
What can listeners do? Well, the first thing listeners could do is they could start speaking up, and speak up in places where it's difficult, right? People need to be aware. We need critical mass, because most people aren't even aware of this. Like Michael Yon was saying, you know, when you're down here, some of these people that live right on the border, right in the exact place where this is happening, they're not even aware of the issue. Right? So first thing, we need a critical mass of people that are keenly aware of the situation. And what does that involve? That involves your listeners, everybody right now, going out and talking to as many people as possible. And not where you're comfortable, not your ecosystem, right? Where all my friends that already agree with me. No, go your place of worship, your place of business. If you're in school, if you're at a university especially, educate people and get the word out. Because until we do that, we don't stand a chance. For sure. That's step number zero.
Take a field trip to the border. Just take a field trip to the border and see for yourself. After that, just one or two nights on the border, you'll come back a believer.
Well, that's right. I've read globalist documents that are public from the UN, the CIA, all of it. They don't fear a Michael Yon or an Alex Jones or Carlson. They fear us, but they fear random people that they don't already have documented and tracked shooting video they don't control that gets out. People don't realize that little people are the big people. You're not the little people. You're the giants. You are unstoppable when you simply go out and gather human intelligence. Don't have to say a word. Just shoot a video, put it on your Instagram, and then re-upload it to Getter or to Rumble, you know, re-upload it to Patriot sites, but don't give up the main enemy sites.
What you said is exactly true. And just to give your listeners here just a couple of words of encouragement, I'm nobody really. I'm just a guy who did exactly what you were saying. I was like, whoa, this is wild. During COVID, I just got my camera and just started filming stuff. And now here I am on the Alex Jones show. So if you just have, you know, some cojones and you decide to just get a camera and go out there and be active, it could take you to places that you would never expect. So get started and start doing it now.
Michael, spend a few minutes on why the U.S. military, back when we were still the good guys, we're not saying America's bad, it's still the best house in a bad neighborhood, but the secret of Army Special Operations and the Green Berets was force multiplication and going about enemy lines and mobilizing the people. Explain to them the power of the people from a force multiplication perspective.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now is force multiplying. That's why Anthony's sitting here. That's why I'm sharing. I'm trying to build him up and replicate what I'm doing, and it's working. I saw he clearly had the cojones to go down to Darien Gap. Took him down there. It did excellent. Made a documentary, which you have to see. And now he's doing it. Now he's already, he's going to be making, replicating himself. So force multiply. Teach people what you know. Get people out to the border and show them. And, you know, especially people like Anthony now, he's already growing. He's already got his own big audience. And it's force multiplication. Multiply, multiply, multiply.
Well, I was never in the military, but I was 19 years old, saw the country being destroyed, was going to community college, it was all communist. And I remember reading history and about the Green Berets and everything. And I said, if I go out and promote freedom, I won't be the leader. I don't want to be the leader. Other people are going to listen who are better than me. We're going to win. And that's been our greatest victory is force multiplication. And so if all our listeners don't think of themselves as leaders, but you've been leaders, if you simply wake up one person and force multiply them, it's game over.
Actually, several of us were driving down the road the other night talking about you. And we were talking specifically about how Alex Jones gives everybody else the air. You are force multiplying. And now I'm force multiplying. You know, it actually works. It works like a dream. And before you know it, you'll have Anthony out taking people around. And he'll have, it works. Just go out and tell people. Go to the border. Take your camera like Alex says. And don't give up the enemy terrain. Keep posting on places like YouTube and Facebook and those other places. And it works.
I would also like to just say one thing that's super important. Everybody should know about the ASH conformity experiment. Alex Jones, I'm sure you already know about it. But I don't really want to get into the details of the experiment. But the findings of it essentially are that all you need, if you have a group of people and everybody's conforming, if it's just one person, there's nobody else that's going to go, you know, against the grain, against the group, it's very hard to have one person that breaks away from the conformity. But if you have two people, it takes one person, and that's the nucleus, and then everybody else will start circling around that and building off of that nucleus, right? So you could be that nucleus. All it takes is that you speak up again at your university or workplace or wherever you may be where people might be blind to the situation.
In closing, gentlemen, minute and a half, they're pre-programming that everybody's white supremacist that opposes this. That tells me false flag. Michael Yon and then Anthony Rubin, what is your concern about the enemy's next move?
They'll continue. We saw, what was that little fake Patriot thing the other day where no Antifa showed up? What's that thing called?
Patriot Front.
You were talking about them the other day, those clowns. I mean, it's clearly like, I don't know who they are, but they're clearly false flag, right? You know, I've been doing this so long around the world. It's like at some point it becomes very easy for me to spot, for instance, agent provocateurs. You know, there they are. I mean, how obvious can you get? Not only that, they even have the drums. Every time somebody shows up with drums, see the drum there? Those are always left-wingers, man. I mean, whether that's in Germany or whether that's in Thailand or whether that's in Hong Kong, as soon as the drums show up, you know, here we go, violence is about to start. Yeah, so they're easy to spot. Look, they've got the same clothes. I mean, and one of the things that you can do to help out finding out who these guys are is when they assemble and disassemble, they have to go somewhere.
Follow them home.
To assemble and disassemble. Find them and track them back.
It's only take one person. It's already happening. Exactly. You guys are beautiful. We salute you. Godspeed one more time. How do they find you, Anthony Rubin? How do they find Michael Yon? I know most listeners get it, but this is a mission. You've got to promote what you're doing. Got to force multiply and amplify you guys.
Muckraker.com, MUCKRAKER.com, or you can find me on Twitter at RealMuckraker.
And I'm on Locals.com, Michael Yon, and on Twitter, Michael_Yon.
Yeah, hard to hide what you're doing. God bless you, gentlemen. Godspeed and be safe.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.